Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From boil water notices to, well, really just brown water, why do we have so many problems with the quality of our water? Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com is the email address if you want to get in touch. John is with us, though, on the line in Cork today. John, just describe the quality of your water.
Sure. So I don't know if your listeners are familiar with a drink that's popular in Cork called Tenora. It's a tangerine drink. So it basically looked like there was Tenora coming out of the tap. So almost like a Barry's tea colour. And obviously not just the taps, but the showers and everything else in the house as well. Washing machine, all of that kind of stuff. And it's been bad for a while, but I noticed it particularly bad yesterday, as unfortunately I was showering my kids at the time and the water just turned to tea, essentially.
This is the picture that you posted online, John.
That's the photograph. Exactly. So that's it exactly. A couple of people have come back, said it looked like there was, you know, pasta sauce or spaghetti coming out of the taps. And like it was like, as I mentioned, it was the same for all of the taps in my house. And it was the same for my neighbours who've been in touch with me since as well. And
yeah,
said it's they have the same problem.
Tea is a fairly good description. Really strong tea. If people haven't seen this photograph, actually, we'll put it up on our own socials here at on X as well. If you haven't seen the photograph John's talking about. But it's as if you went into the bathroom, put the stopper into the sink, turned, you know, filled up the sink with either tea that you'd left two or three tea bags sitting in the cup for about an hour, or you poured, you know, that kind of club orange when it nearly goes off in colour, where it's a sort of a browny orange colour, into the sink and filled it. And this is what you're showering in.
That's what my kids were showering in. Yeah, exactly. And like, it's been going on for a long time. It's been going on for over a year. So I've actually purchased filters for my shower for when we're showering ourselves and the kids, and I have a filter on the kitchen sink as well to try and make the water somewhat safe to drink. But even with those filters attached, yesterday I noticed the shower water turning yellow. And if you see that picture, you'll see that no filter that you could purchase could deal with
sure,
the discoloration and the particles and stuff that were in that water yesterday.
So that's been like that for a year, you're telling us, John? Over a year?
Yeah, so around July 22, they did some works outside here where my house got moved into the new Cork City boundaries. They'd expanded Cork City. And I think as part of that, we got switched over from the county supply to the city supply. And I believe it was around the same time they brought on a new plant to deal with the increased capacity. And then ever since then, every couple of weeks, the water's been, I say, discoloured. Discoloured is the word that Ishka Aaron uses, but I don't know what it is.
Like, it's,
I don't
brown.
Know safe to drink. Well, it's definitely brown, but I don't know, is it safe to drink or is it just like rust from old pipes, or they haven't really been hugely clear on what
sorry,
it is.
It's the water from your mains, is it?
It is, yeah, water from my mains, yeah, exactly, going to my washing machine and dishwasher and showers, because I got rid of my immersion tank and stuff like that, so all my house is mains water, so showers and everything is all straight from the mains.
Yeah.
So it's destroying everything, really, to be honest.
Is there a smell off it, John?
Thankfully, no, there isn't. No, it's just discoloured. But again, like I keep using the word discoloured because that's the easiest way to explain it. But I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it I don't. I have really to be honest. I don't think I'd chance getting in under a shower with that coming out. Like, you would stop and think twice.
That's it. Like, but like, it's been like that for a year and a half, and you know, don't be smelling out the whole of Cork City from my house. So we have to chance it from time to time and just hope we hit one of those windows where, like, I mean, it's not consistent, you know, it comes and goes, maybe once every 2 weeks we'll get it for an hour or so, but a couple of times it's happened, we've been in the shower, or you know, my kids have been in the shower five and seven, and we've been showering them and it's turned that colour, which is why we splashed out for filters. But you know, not everybody's in the situation maybe where they can purchase or fit those filters. Like one of the neighbours I was talking to, well, I don't know her, but they were talking to me about her, she's partially sighted, so she can't even see when the water's discoloured or not. You know, so it's, you know, for other people are in a worse situation than my own, to be fair.
When you say the filters, though, is that on the drinking tap as well? Are you buying bottled water or what are you drinking?
No, I don't want to buy bottled water because of the environment. And actually, one of the people I was speaking about it online said they spent €1,500 on bottled water last year because they can't trust the drinking water. So we paid for a filter. It's a pretty good filter, but considering splashing out for a thing called a reverse osmosis filter, it's like €500 or €600. Because Ishka Aaron aren't really telling us when this is going to be fixed. So it's kind of reaching a point now where I feel I have to start filtering my own water, especially since it's going into appliances and things like that as well. It's going to wreck those
well,
and it's going to cost me more money.
You know, if something happens to your dishwasher tomorrow, you know, like is the whatever insurance or guarantee on the item, on the utility going to cover it?
That's a great question. Something I'll have to look into now after yesterday, yeah, for sure. Yeah, but if we knew when you know the solution was coming or whatever, we could plan all these things, you know.
Yeah.
But
so what's
right now,
happening? You've clearly been on to Uisgearán about it. I mean, is there any, surely some of the councillors or somebody must know when this will be solved?
Yeah, so the councillors have been on to them, TDs have been on to them. It's been mentioned in the Dáil. They've put out press releases with very vague, you know, don't drink discoloured water. But like, how discoloured is discoloured? Just because it appears clear doesn't mean it's clear. You know, when it runs, you think it's clear, but when you fill your glass of water, it actually looks discoloured. So am I not supposed to drink that? Or so it's not clear. So they've all been in touch with Uisgearán, and one of the councillors actually is kind of well known for making freedom of information requests, well written, you know, freedom of information requests, and he's made a few to Uisgearán again. But again, there's no definitive reason being given as far as I'm aware. There's no definitive plan put in place as far as I'm aware. There's no timelines. There's no advice to what homeowners should do to protect themselves, like getting filters. I don't even know what the stuff is.
Okay.
Is it dangerous or is it just funny
what
colours?
Is it? Yeah, it's a fair question to ask. Well, we've got on to Uisgearán for you, John, about this. So will you just stay with me for a minute or two if you can? It's 1800 453 106. That's the number. I think we've got Roy on the line as well. Roy, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I believe you have to keep buying bottled water because of a similar issue. Is that right?
Yeah, something very similar to what John was speaking about there. I'm actually probably the person he was on about with the article online, spending the $1,500 a year.
Oh, right.
We made it out that we spend about €30 a week on bottled water at the moment.
€30 a week.
No, mostly the reason why is we have a three-year-old at home and we just recently had a newborn. And again, we're newborn, we need to sterilise bottles, have water for his bottle machine. Just a daily tasks with using water that we just can't trust the water that comes out of our tap. So it's just a thing that we just have to do at the moment. You know, I've been in contact with all my representatives and my TDs, very similar to what John was speaking about there.
And are you in the same area as John?
I'm not. I'm in Bonnabards in the north side of Cork City. But very similar. Day by day, we go to run the tap for a bath or a shower and we just don't know what type of water we're going to get. So it's just getting frustrating at the moment.
Yeah, I can believe it. But and you're similar to John in that it's been going on for over a year, nearly. Yeah,
I know. It's 18 months now. And every time that our water gets discoloured, I ring Irish Water. I must have rang them over the last year, maybe 12 or 13 times. And I could have even rang them a bit more, but each time it takes an hour nearly to get your references to get through and to talk and tell them the issue. And each time the answer is that they're going to flush the system. But flushing the system is kind of the only answer they're giving us, and there's no solution or long-term plan or solution to the problem. And at the moment, no, it's just not good. Especially now with a young family at home now.
Yeah.
Just worried about the health issues.
You can't keep spending £30 a week buying bottled water, right?
I am.
Yeah, no, but you can't continue. You know what I mean? It's a huge outlay.
And like John was saying there, he bought filters and stuff like that. And probably long-term, it would make sense to me to buy the filters for my tap.
Yeah.
Probably not like he just said himself there, he's still getting brown water through that filter. So we just don't know the solution, and it's just not good enough anymore, you know.
No, like, you need some information for sure.
100%, and we kind of get no water notices. There's no water tanks to get clean water from when the water does go dirty.
Okay.
It's just a simple example there. And it was like, I had to book my child in to get my 3-year-old for the doctor on Thursday. Since he was born, he never had any problems with his skin or anything like that. And just recently, you know, he's getting a few skin problems, and we're kind of putting it down to the water at this stage. Now, we're not batting him when the water is dirty, but even when it is clean, there's kind of a foamy look in the clean water that's not really clean, you know. It's, it's just we don't know what to, we just don't know what to do.
You know, you need information. There's no doubt yeah. about it. Stay with us, Roy, if you don't mind, for a few moments, because we're just we're just trying to find out what the story is there. I think we've Eleanor on the line too. Eleanor, you've also had issues with your own water.
Yeah, we have. So we're living a little bit further out. We're still on the north side of Cork, but just outside of the city, within the city bounds. And we moved here 7 years ago. So I'm going to say I think the issues are going on way longer. Maybe not with the colour in the water, but I would say that, you know, there are times where I've been beside our sink and I turn on the tap and it's mains water and it's as if I'm standing beside a very chlorinated swimming pool. Do you feel the kettle? And, you know, that's, you know, I suppose it's containing more of the smell. You can get that whiff up out of it. Rinsing teeth, you could gag with the smell and that sort of taste you perceive from it. We've recently put on a carbon filter onto our mains because since we've moved here as well, the skin on my hands has just been cracking open and bleeding and really painful. We put that filter on about a month ago and I have to say the skin on my hands has improved vastly.
I'm sorry, are you on the same connection as John and Roy then?
I couldn't say 100% we are, to be honest. I was trying to look that up before this, but we are on the same side of the city. So when I see issues reported, we seem to have them as well. So from that, I'm going to think that we are. But I couldn't say 100%.
Hard to know. And what sort of response have you had from Ishkeran about this, Eleanor?
Oh, usually it's, have you looked up? Is there, you know, has there been a break reported? Wait for the water to run clear. It's the usual pattern you get all the time. We've seen reports as well, you know, that the EPA have been investigating issues with the water. I think it's been said that, you know, excess chemical was released in the new plant on the Lee Road, which has stripped coatings of pipes. And that in turn has gone into the water system. We never received boil water notices. To be honest, our water, I don't think, has been as discoloured, and discoloured is really, as John was saying, is not a great word to describe it, as his water was last night. From a whitewash coming out of our washing machine once, we possibly did because my clothes came out that colour. But the thing is, you know, you run it into a glass and it looks clear. You put it into something white and you can see a brown cast. We've totally lost trust in the water here. You know, even with hearing about what the EPA are looking into and all of that and looking at reports on the EPA's website, I've totally lost trust in the water and water is a basic human right. And we've just we've gone down the road of a filter now, but, you know, we still don't know. What are we drinking? What are we giving to our children? I've washed in the shower and had brown water come out on top of me. It's disgusting. We've had to scrub out our attic tank. I never remember doing that in my lifetime growing up, where my parents would go up to the attic and clean out the tank. We've had to do that here, and our house is just 7 years old.
Just 7 years old. I have a statement in, Eleanor, from Ishkeran. Okay, now look, it's about 7 or 8 paragraphs long, on a full A4 page, right? So the main points from what I can see in this, Ishkeran acknowledges that water services in Cork City are not meeting the standards that impacted customers rightly expect. While there's no easy solution, we'd like to assure impacted customers that we are treating this matter with the utmost priority and we're committed to addressing the issue with a task force established in Cork City dedicated to improving water quality. Now, it goes on to say, yeah, we recognise that although the ongoing issue is having a significant impact on communities, Ishkeran provides high quality, safe drinking water to 125,000 people. Okay, that's grand. Where was the other point? Now, here you go. Ishkeran continues to advise not to drink discoloured water. In the event of discoloration, running the tap for several minutes, we recommend up to 20 minutes, will usually restore water to a clear colour. The water is safe to drink once running clear. And if the issues remain unresolved, we encourage customers to contact Ishkeran themselves. And there's a number, and I'm quite happy to put that up on the website. Protecting public health is a top priority for Ishkeran. Ongoing testing analysis of the Cork City water supply continues. We are going to continue to engage regularly with the HSE and the EPA and take their guidance in relation to the issue. There is your answer, so John, on whether or not you can drink the water, the discoloured water. I got John. No, we'll come back to John in a moment. Socialist Party Councillor Brian McCarthy, though, is with me on the line today. Brian, like, why is there so much confusion about this for residents there? Have I got Brian? Brian, how are you?
Hello, you can hear me, yeah?
I can indeed. I don't know if you got a chance to hear the statement I read there from Ishka Aaron, but why is there so much confusion for residents about this?
Well, I think if you look at that statement, there wasn't really much that would give people clarity or any reassurance, really.
Just don't drink the discoloured water. Run the tap for 20 minutes.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, look, we have to look at Ishka Aaron's response here. It's been absolutely disgraceful. They sent seven managers into committee in City Hall to talk to the City Council. And they took no responsibility. They wouldn't give any real explanation of what happened. And they have no plan for solving this going forward. It's absolutely ridiculous. They say don't drink the water. But what about people with sight impairments? What about people who have mental impairments or disabilities, people who have dementia? I mean, it's all very well and good to say don't drink the water, but this is coming out of people's showers. This is going into people's appliances.
Mm. Well, they say the water is safe to drink once it's running clear.
That's true. Now, we asked them in that committee meeting several times, is it safe? And they kept on saying it is safe. But when we actually cornered them on it, they clarified the clean water is safe. They haven't tested the discoloured water, so we don't know what's in that. And that's the real issue.
So where does this go from here, Brian?
Well, Ishka Aaron have no plan. They've said that. Even that statement you read out there, there was no plan there. So it's up to us to put pressure on them now to actually get something done. Now, some of the people there were talking about other councillors. They're putting in freedom of information requests. They're having meetings with Ishka Aaron. That's all been tried. And it hasn't worked. It's done absolutely
nothing.
Well,
it's the aged network is what they say in the statement, really. There's approximately 600 kilometres of water mains in Cork City, 50 to 60% of which is made from cast iron, and it's over 100 years old.
It's between 60 and 100 years old. That's right. But the system itself isn't actually the problem. The problem here is privatisation. This happened when they gave Murphy's, a private company, control of the Dee Road waterworks. They put in far too much of sodium.
There's multiple different areas, that we're talking about in all of this, and not just any one particular plant. But the point that they're making in their statement is that it's going to take investment of about $500 million over several investment cycles to try and replace the pipes that are over 100 years old. But is there anything was there mention of a protest happening, Brian?
That's right. But if you let me finish what I was saying, this did start with the Lee Road Waterworks, and it was because the actions of a private company who did this. And it's privatisation is at the cause of this.
But, okay, in general.
You ask about the protest. In terms of what we've been doing with this, as I said, the freedom of information requests, the meetings, they haven't worked. So myself and my colleague Mick Barry, we've initiated a campaign on this. We had a public meeting. We had a protest. Now, that protest did put them under pressure. That's when they went on this media offensive, started announcing pipe upgrades and the task force and so on. So we need to increase that pressure now. So we had another meeting, a community meeting this time in Grána Brothar on the north side of Cork City. That's one of the worst affected areas that we've found. From that, we had a discussion there and we've called another protest, again, a community protest.
When's that happening?
There's going to be this Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m., and we're meeting at the Church of the Ascension in Grána Brothar. And we want a big turnout there to put a lot of pressure on them, and then hopefully we'll see other communities that are affected as well also having protests, and we'll really start a massive campaign.
And this is to highlight this, sorry, Brian, with Ishka Aaron, is that right?
That's right, to put pressure on them. They need to come up with solutions. They have offered absolutely nothing but PR stunts and media announcements. They need to come up with a solution and they need to do it fast. But, and this is the important thing, that's long term. In the short term, people's immediate needs need to be met. Access to clean water, access to sanitation, that is a human right under UN law. So we're calling for them to bring out water tankers to affected communities so people will have instant access to clean water when they need it and sanitation.
Yeah. And have you had any reply to that?
Well, they haven't responded to it yet. We're only putting this out just now.
Okay.
So as well as that, we'd suggest that they have water, that they bring out vouchers as well. This is costing people a huge amount of money.
Well, sure, I had a call. Roy there telling me he's spending €30 a week buying bottled water. John, would the tankers and the bunkers of water, would that help? I mean, would you be satisfied with that, John?
Lucian, I remember back during the bad ice, they brought out tankers previously in this area, but you know, it was a bit of a pain having to, like, I remember my parents telling me they had to walk up hills both ways to get water. It was kind of that kind of a situation, having to go down and get water. Like, I think a more modern solution would be beneficial for me with regards to like personal filtration systems and maybe vouchers towards the cost of that. I think that would be a lot more beneficial.
Yeah, so the protest is happening Thursday evening, Brian, 6:30, you said. That's this Thursday that it's happening. I'm sure it's not the last that you'll hear about this particular issue. I'm happy to put that statement up from Ishka Aaron on our socials as well for anybody in the Cork area that's affected and wants to see the response. But John, Roy, Eleanor, thanks a million for joining us, and Socialist Party councillor there as well, Brian McCarthy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.